around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Can you hear that, everyone? Like a plane gaining altitude after speeding down the runway. Here we go. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. The fastest 2 hours of travel is on. We have so much to discuss with you today as we get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, July 27th. So that date, in looking at the calendar, nearly 60% of 2024 will be over in just a few days. If you're like me, I mean, it seems like we just started summer, but it's not going to be long before fall is here. I mean, Mary, RJ, what do you think?
Yikes. I love fall, but I'm sure a lot of people listening do not want us to wish away summer.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
But yeah. What, crazy.
Thoughts?
I defer to you. I mean,
summer's almost, I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is.
I feel like after the 4th of July, it really flies.
Yeah, well, see, you, RJ, you just landed. You just got back here from...
I had a long week of travel.
Yeah, exactly, you did, with being there in Oshkosh. We're going to talk about that. So, all right, so Rudy, listen, you know, as your social life takes you around the globe, how's Greece treating you this week?
Well, it's very hot and very sunny, which I guess I should have expected, although reading stuff in the States for the last 10 days that I've been gone, sounds like the same in many regions there. It's just lovely.
That's good.
Well, I'm on a new island I've never been on, and it's very nice. And I just forgot
something
the name.
New in travel. It's beautiful, actually, here in the New York area right now going on. So out west, good. Though, it's got those wildfires going on, so got to watch that. But all right, so speaking of out west in California, Bobby is out in California today as the Cowboys are holding their training camp. So we have Fast Eddie. He is holding things down at the Network Command Center there in Dallas. Thank you very much, Ed. We appreciate that. Nice to have you back pinch hitting with us today.
Thank you.
Always great having you here with us.
It is. And Ed is a very talented musician. If you're ever in the Dallas area, you may want to check out Ed Vargas. And he's very talented. We know his music well.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, as Robert just said during the open, we do have a lot going on today in the show. Coming up in our B block, which is next, we're going to get a report on guest satisfaction in the hospitality sector of travel. A travel doctor is going to join the show. RJ was in Oshkosh this week for their big air show. And Robert and I are going to get into that with him for the open road. Another edition of the Discover America series is ahead this hour. We're going to kick off hour two with three radio affiliates for the National Communal Forum, which we always like to do. Dylan Thuris from Atlas Obscura is going to return in hour two for the G Block. And we're going to take you to Maine for a preview of the 77th annual Lobster Festival that you can go enjoy. And we're going to connect with a man who bought his own airport. Yes, he bought his own airport north of Seattle. So there's a lot, that and a lot more coming up over the next 2 hours.
Yes, there are. 120 minutes, as I like to say. And by the way, owning your own airport, looking forward to that. All right, and folks, listen, as Mary just ran that, listen, Mary and I, our show team, all of us, we work very hard to make sure each broadcast is diverse. As a magazine format program, we are similar to Fox and Friends or Good Morning America. And with 10 segments a week, it's our goal to make sure you enjoy each one of them and you find the range of what we discuss unmatched. I would say, based on the fact that this show is now heard on 585 weekly stations across the country, we are delivering on those expectations. And speaking of delivering, we want you to go vote. New travel polls are up on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Yes, rmworldtravel.com. Very easy website to go find. And when you're there, right on the homepage, question one is asking you, do you use online reviews when booking travel? Yes or no? Very simple. It's not going to take you very long. Question two to follow that up. Do you find online reviews to be legitimate and valid? Okay, so go vote on those. We will share the results next week. And now, in the 4.5 minutes we have left in this opening A block, we're going to dive into the Travel News Roundtable. I will start us off. You know, we've talked for a while about concerns that we have about JetBlue and the Spirit's viability, certainly. Most recently, Southwest has received a good amount of attention from us since Elliott Investment Management amassed a $1.9 billion, stake in Southwest. They have been pushing for change. Some of that came this week. If you haven't heard, for the first time in its history, Southwest Airlines said they are going to do away with open seating. All right, this is the model they've used for over 50 years, and they will start assigning seats and offering premium seating options on all of their flights. They're also going to start flying overnight red-eye flights. It isn't clear, by the way, when flying, you know, I've looked everywhere for this and even reached out to folks at Southwest. I've not heard back from them on this, though, when they're going to start assigning seats and premium rows, when that's going to start. But Southwest said that bookings for them are expected to begin next year. One of the reasons is they need to get regulatory approval to make this change, which good luck with the government. We know how long that takes. And they have to retrofit, I should say, the planes. That's tough to
say. Well, they're certainly going to make more profit by selling premium seats.
So Elliott Investment Management, what do they say about this? They figure they might have, they've made some overtures to them. Well, they basically have said the changes are too little, too late, and that many investors in their group have lost confidence in the airline's leadership, so they are still after Bob Jordan.
Well, he came out on Wednesday, and he said he will not be resigning.
Yeah, I said good for Bob.
Pressure. Yeah,
exactly.
So. I like Bob.
All right.
All right. Well, in other airline news, CEO Robert Isom of American Airlines, we've talked about the debacle of what they reversed course.
With a capital D.
Yeah, where, you know, they encouraged people to directly book. They were doing away with working with corporate travel agencies and travel agents. So that is going to cost them a lot of money this year. Robert Isom said that the impact during the first half of the year was $750 million, and he expects about the same for the second half of 2024, even though they've tried to mitigate it by reversing course. So in total, it could cost them about $1.5 billion in revenue this year.
Well, when you become an airline that is focused on being transactional versus being about your flyer and being customer service oriented, this is what happens
to you.
Which
may be where that activist investor is going to take Southwest Airlines. So, Rudy?
We're going to say, Rudy, what do you got?
Well, you know, it's, I think, conventional wisdom that the drumbeat of pre-Olympics and the Olympics happening in Paris would indicate Paris hotels would be full and flights would be expensive. And that hasn't been the case this time around. Airlines are having sales right now for flying to Paris for like $398 round trip. And I'm not just talking about French B, which is a discount carrier, but also the major ones. And just before the show, I went on Expedia.com to look at hotel prices in Paris, even just to see where there are rooms for next week. I mean, the Citizen M, which is Marriott's sort of hip thing, is with $40 in taxes and fees, comes to $243 a night. That's not a lot for Paris. I'm finding lots of $180, $171.
Well, the deals are to be
all
had.
With available rooms.
Yeah, we've seen that across. And listen, after the opening ceremonies yesterday, we saw some of those last evening since they run on delay here. I think everybody is happy to see Celine Dion and her performance.
Yeah.
But you know, they were different. I'll give them that. But they weren't. I wouldn't say they were spectacular by any means. So I don't know. But the deals are to be had. RJ, I've got less than a minute. What do you got?
Well, big news in the automotive world this week. Corvette unveiled their ZR1 of the new mid-engine Corvette, which is now the most powerful factory Corvette ever made.
This is the 2025.
Correct. Yeah. It has 1,064 horsepower out of a factory Corvette. So they basically doubled the original.
I think I heard it said it could exceed or go around 215 miles an hour.
Exactly.
This is a regular new Corvette, not
a
racing car.
This
is a street legal car.
Yep.
How fast do you think that's going to take it?
It can go 215 is what they say.
215 miles per hour.
Well, listen, that'll help us if we need to get somewhere fast. But, you know, you're going to have the police following you when you're in that new Corvette, no question about it. All right. We don't want the police chasing us right now. We need to go to a quick sponsors break. J.D. Powers, Andrea Stokes is going to join the show. We're going to discuss guest satisfaction in the hospitality sector of travel. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're just getting warmed up, and we'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us on this July 27th, it is 18 past the hour as we broadcast live across the USA. And for the B Block, folks, well, the hospitality sector of travel is going to be our focus, and we're sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means exploring the extraordinary, from uncovering rare sites, delighting in regional wine or culinary tastings, and visiting places of local and historical significance. They're going to take you on guided hikes, bike rides, canoeing adventures, and a lot more.
Here's something else you need to know about. The summer Black Friday sale is going on right now, folks, through August 4th, all right? Save up to $1,250 per suite on river cruises, $1,000 per suite on ocean yacht cruises, plus get 2-for-1 fares and free air. This is a great offer if you're looking for a 2024 trip or if you want to plan ahead for 2025. Visit EmeraldCruises.com or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, here's a question. What's your level of overall satisfaction in your hotel stays this year? Well, that's a question top of mind with the team at JD Power, so we've invited Andrea Stokes back aboard with us today. She's the practice lead for hospitality with the company. We're headed to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline now for a conversation on hotel room rates and guest satisfaction.
Nice to reconnect with you today, Andrea. Mary and I appreciate you being part of the show with us today.
Thank you.
You know, listen, as Mary and I travel, we see firsthand the good and the bad happening at hotels and resorts. Rates are certainly high, but you can say that about many things these days in our country. And we've been saying with some consistency on the show, there are simply too many hotel brands out there. So this is the 28th year that the team at JD Power has created the North American Guest Satisfaction Index study. We've always found the results interesting. Before we get into a deeper dive with you, I'd love for you to talk about some of the things that JD Power and the team that you guys do there, how you decided to measure how many brands, how many hotel segments, things like that.
Yes. So we are in the 28th year of publishing the Hotel Guest Satisfaction Study for North America. Very exciting. And many things have changed over the years, but a lot has stayed the same. We do tend to follow industry sources to understand what brands are out there, how the segments are organized, which brands belong in which segments. And since JD Power is a third-party arbiter of customer satisfaction, we do look to third-party industry sources as well for industry information. So we have been, using the same source for many, many years. And then that's how we understand, how large are the brands? How small are they? Are they new or are they brands that have been around a while? And then we're able to look at the size of those brands. And really we cover, most brands in each hotel segment, but, some smaller brands, it's a little difficult to cover them when they're just not big enough yet to, for us to find those hotel guests. But obviously for the larger brands, of course, it's very easy to go out to the marketplace and find a hotel guest of those.
I think that answers
it. There's no shortage of brands for you to measure these days with guests. So something that got my attention, because we've talked about it on the show many times this year, is the hike in, and Robert just referred to it, the room rate hikes that we're seeing in 2024. Average daily rates for U.S. hotel rooms are trending higher, whether it's the luxury sector, mid-scale, or the economy hotel brands. anyone who's staying at any type of hotel is spending more money generally this year. So talk about some of your key findings in terms of average length of stay that you saw. How many days are people staying, even with these higher rates?
It's true. We did see in our study this year consumers maybe taking fewer trips, but when it comes to hotels, staying a little bit longer. And when, you know, you have a hotel stay that covers multiple nights, right, it does give you as the guest a better sense of that hotel property, and it gives the hotel property a better opportunity, right, to serve you and obviously meet or exceed your expectations.
Sure.
As a hotel guest. And I think this year, though, we've seen some declines in customer satisfaction because those high rates drive higher expectations, and it's more difficult for hotels to try to, you know, meet those expectations when, you know, perhaps it may be a hotel segment where there's not a lot of change or innovation. But guests, again, they're going into hotels that they've always gone into and paying more.
Well, that's true. If you're spending $30, $40, $50 extra dollars a night, you're going to expect something if you're getting
your
the same thing.
Your expectations are higher.
Andrea, we agree with that. I want to just dive into something else with you right now. You know, 2 weeks ago during our live July 13th broadcast, we had the COO of Margaritaville on the show with us for our Chief Travel Leader conversation. And I brought up that they had just won last year, the J.D. Power study. Actually, it was funny. I told Brad that I felt confident they'd win again. They did indeed win again for 2024 and finishing first place in the upper upscale segment. So what do you say Margaritaville is doing right, Andrea, to win 2 years in a row? And any personal experiences with their many properties out there?
No personal experiences, but, you know, for the brands that win the J.D. Power Award for highest customer satisfaction, usually those brands are doing something different. And it's not only different with how they treat their guests. It's also, I think, how they treat their employees and, you know, the hotel staff working on the ground at the hotel. So we do see a pattern, I think, around the winners of the J.D. Power Award. You know, sometimes the winners are just very, very good at adhering to the brand standards that they operate under with the large hotel chains. They're very good at maintaining those standards, making sure the employees understand those standards. But I think they also have a philosophy around how they treat guests and how they try to personalize the stay for the guests, for example, how they try to mitigate any problems, right, that a guest might experience at the hotel.
Yeah.
So okay. It's a combination of many things that, you know, we see in general. And again, it goes back to meeting those guest expectations or at least exceeding them, right? I think, you know, the winning brands tend to be very, very good at that part of it.
So let's jump to the upper mid-scale rankings. That's a popular category for people to stay. And I think a brand that does not get enough credit for what they offer are the Drury Hotels. They finished first in that category by a good-sized margin. Clarion Hotels finished last. Share some thoughts on the Drury Hotels and what you think is driving them to the top there.
Many of the same things that I just spoke about. I think Drury does, you know, have, I think, some different approaches, but any winner in any category really does focus on their standards, maintaining the table stakes for the guests. But also being able to serve the guests, right, in sports.
Well, I would say clearly they're providing value and they're meeting expectations. You know, and I'm looking right now in the luxury segment of this 2024 study. Ritz-Carlton, Waldorf Astoria, Four Seasons, all did well. I think most travelers know what they get when they go to those brands, and they do a good job in delivering the expectations, kind of to your point. The upper upscale category that I just mentioned, where Margaritaville Hotels and Resorts finished first, I also saw a very nice showing by Omni Hotels and Resorts. And why that drew our attention, we were just at their Homestead Resort down in Hot Springs, Virginia in May with the show. Last month, Mary and I were at their new PGA Frisco Resort. Omni has an entirely new management team in place. They're spending big time on their property, so we expect a lot of good things from them to come. But on the other side of that, I was disappointed to see Curio by Hilton nearly last. And I'd say a big part of that, though, besides the satisfaction, is I don't think what most people know what Curio is. You know, Hotel Del Coronado is very different than Madison Beach Hotel. There's hardly any connection between the guest experience and the amenities.
That has to factor in as well,
would you say? Yeah. Yes, Andrea?
Right. Well, and again, with those types of brands that might be collection brands, it is not so much about the amenities themselves, right? Of course, we do ask guests in our study, you know, what amenities are they using and what services are they using? But, you know, really, it's not only about that. It's about the basics, right? The value that guests feel, the, you know, how they are treated by the staff at those hotels. So regardless of location, regardless of, you know, the size of the property or the type of offerings, right?
Well,
it really comes back to those basics.
Well, and we're going to leave it there, folks. Listen, jdpower.com is the website. You can go find out more. You can also find the extended stay properties there. They have do a nice job with those. Andrea, always nice connecting with you. We hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there goes Andrea, J.D. Power, their latest survey that's out there. Folks, let us know some of your thoughts on that, all right? Folks, I just want to give you really quickly in the category as far as the upper mid-scale and mid-scale extended stay and the economy stay. Home 2 Suites came in first, Town Place Suites by Marriott, and then Candlewood Suites. On the economy side, WoodSpring Suites, and then Extended Stay America did well. So, all right, well, there we go. So as we get ready to take you into this bottom of the hour break, travel shots, pills, and related medical items are next. Mary and I will join RJ for the open road coming up the D block, do something a little different, and as he shares his big trip to the Oshkosh Air Show this week. And we'll all discover America later in the hour as well, so keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's a deal everyone in our audience should be jumping on. All this month in July, you can become an AMAC member for 1 year for just a buck. Join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, a conservative alternative to AARP, and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They'll also help you deal with the complexities of Social Security. You'll save on all types of insurance and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry today or rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering two-for-one fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those two-for-one fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie. Let me ask you this. How was your sleep this week? Did you know Helix Mattress has a hybrid design that combines individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top? It's the perfect combination of comfort and support, and their mattresses are fiberglass free. This explains why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. This is a top quality luxury that's very affordable. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. These aren't cheap, low-quality mattresses from China or Mexico that are being dumped into this country. To find out which mattresses will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped right to your door, free of charge. Helix also offers a 100-night risk-free trial. You got nothing to lose. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10- or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. These mattresses have been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Right now, you can save up to 25% on Helix by going to Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep, all one word, helixsleep.com/carry, or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Our next guest is a doctor who gets around and knows a lot about a lot of things you should know about when you travel, especially internationally. Dr. Yvette McQueen is a global physician who works with travel groups and individuals to make sure they know how to stay healthy when traveling. Her bio is long, but here are a couple of highlights. She's a four-time best-selling author, a CPR and first aid instructor, does wilderness emergency care training for the American Heart Association, has traveled to 40-plus countries, organizes medical missions to Africa, hosts wellness retreats, and executive producer of the PBS series Fly Brother, the PBS show, sorry, called Fly Brother. And yet, she has time to talk to us. So let's connect with her on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Dr. McQueen, if you would, if you'd slow down a bit in life, we'd have more time to talk without this long bio. But let's start with something basic. Generally speaking, do international travelers need to know about medical issues in foreign countries that might require them, for example, to get a shot or two before traveling?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me on. Yes, we do, because you need to research where you're going ahead of time, because there are certain countries that require vaccines to even enter the country. So you should know what you need to get there.
Well, there are certain countries that, you know, I know what countries are favorite among Americans. It's France, it's England, you know, the European countries. Are those countries even those that you need to be aware of a few things about health-wise?
No, you don't, because most Americans have the standard vaccines from birth nowadays, so you don't need those extra ones. Particularly, you need it if you're going anywhere, particularly around the equator or in basically tropical areas.
So we're thinking sort of Africa, maybe a subcontinent?
South America, Southeast Asia.
Right. Now, how do I find out what I need?
One of the best ways is go to the CDC.gov, and you go to the travel, where you're going to travel, and they tell you which vaccines are recommended versus required. Make sure you do the required. Recommended, you don't necessarily have to do. And you can put in whether you're going just as a visit or travel or as a student or if you're going to be there for a while.
And we're not just talking shots, pills or something. I know I went to ago going to India, well, not too long, going to India and needed, am I correct?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, like all of us is vaccine for polio, but yellow fever is a shot versus if you're taking the anti-malaria medicine, it's pills that you would have to take prior to travel.
Now, you mentioned the CDC website. Is the average doctor, I mean, would my family doctor, who maybe doesn't travel at all, know what I need?
No. The average family doctor, internal medicine doctor, doesn't know, or if they know, their office will not carry it. They most likely will refer you to a travel clinic, so be careful of those because some of those have extra charges. So once again, go for the required, not necessarily the recommended.
There's one word I missed there. You said some of those have what kind of charges?
If you go to a travel clinic, they sometimes have extra charges basically even the exam or unnecessary medicine.
Oh, you don't need to hear Dave. Okay, I just heard you again. I was just asking if you do you need a physical exam before you travel abroad?
No, you don't need a physical exam. You just need to get the required medicine according to if you have a medical condition, some of them are contraindicated. So make sure if you have hypertension, diabetes, that your medication is adjusted to it.
Okay. Let's say you live in a fairly rural area, not near your medical clinic. How do you get these shots or these pills?
Unfortunately, you will have to travel to a larger city that has a travel clinic. Most of the time, if it's an academic center, say a university-type clinic, or you can talk to your family doctor and see if they can order it, but you have to do that months ahead of time.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay. Am I missing any other good advice for folks?
Well, my main advice for people traveling anywhere, whether it's the United States or international, is stay hydrated.
Very basic, but very, very, very smart. Well, you can find more information from Dr. Yvette McQueen, also known as the Travel Doctor, on her website, which is YvetteMcQueenMD.com. And there you'll also find a link to buy her book, Travel 9/11, A Health Guide for Adventures. She even got a mini travel health and hygiene pack for $19.99 there. Dr. McQueen, thank you for stopping by and safe travels to you.
Thank you. Bye.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Craig Good. And one of us here in the studio got out the map and got on the road this week. For today's Open Road, folks, RJ is going to share his travels to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and the air show happening there this week. But first, we are actually, I'm hearing some music going in the background there that tells us we're going to break, but we're not going to break, folks.
And
right
I'm
now.
Not singing,
anyway,
I'm sorry.
We're not exactly.
But I'll
but
talk
I am
to you about Hilton.
Hilton Grand Vacations.
That's right. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences, allowing you to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because why not? With over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, including popular family destinations like Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Hawaii, Virginia Beach, and elsewhere. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
That's right, and you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations. They have so many perks waiting for you wherever travel takes you. Now, for more information and to book your travel, go to HiltonGrandVacations.com, or you can find a link at RMLTravel.com under sponsors.
You'll find a lot there, actually, RMLTravel.com. Folks, listen, if you drew a map of Wisconsin with the top being Green Bay, the lower left being Madison, and the lower right being Milwaukee, a triangle, if you will, there, okay? Sitting in the middle on Lake Winnebago is Oshkosh. All this week, the Experimental Aircraft Association is hosting the big EAA Air Venture Air Show. This is a huge air show that attracts more than 600,000 people each year. There are like 10,000 aircraft involved. RJ's always wanted to go experience it. This week, he hit the road for a trip to Wisconsin. He just got back last evening, rather late in time for today's show. So, RJ, listen, share with us what you experienced and if it surpassed your expectations.
Right. So, AirVenture, it's the largest aircraft gathering in the world. And I knew that going in, but I purposely, you know, stayed away from social media, stayed away from all the photos and everything from even, previous years because I'd never been before. I kind of wanted to just be shocked and blown away. But in the back of my head, I was still like, there's no way this is that. It blew my mind. It absolutely blew my mind. Just the sheer number of aircraft just surrounding you at all times. You have helicopters buzzing by every second. You can't go anywhere without hearing the whir of a piston motor. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And completely surpassed my expectations.
Was there anything, you shared a lot of photos with us throughout the week. Was there anything that really surprised you that you thought, okay, I walked into this, it's great, it's fun, it's great, it's inspiring, but was there something that really stood out for you?
I was most surprised by the, so there were two planes there that I was not expecting to see. There are only two airworthy B-29 bombers, super fortresses in the world. And that was the strategic nuclear bomber that, was impactful at the end of World War II. And both of them were there. The only two airworthy planes in the world. So it's just the rare aircraft, especially the warbirds, those were really exciting to see.
Okay. And how large is that? What's this one?
That's a B-52.
So B-52, and for those looks huge for
which,
anybody
a B-52
listening.
Is about twice as wide as a B-29.
I love all these photos we have. Yeah. We have
it's
about
what?
200.
That's almost twice as wide as a B-29.
Okay, yeah. Got it. All right, so you also, and I did not see this coming, shared a lot of photos of really large major RVs that were also at the show. And from what I recall, some of them have to be more than $500,000. Like, these are fancy RVs. Was there a lot of camping?
Well, there's no way that Oshkosh can accommodate the 600,000 people.
Exactly. Absolutely. With all the hotels.
Absolutely.
So what's the camping scene?
Well, the RVs are not even the most impressive part. What's really special about Oshkosh is people fly in from all over the world. And I was talking to somebody who said that he met somebody who flew from Australia. He flew up Asia, all the way through Alaska just to get to Oshkosh. And they fly their small little Cessnas or whatever, and they camp in their planes. So there are thousands of planes on the grass just parked next to each other,
so
people
no
camping
RV,
in their little planes.
How
lots
cool.
of RVs, but the plane camp is more impressive.
Oh, that's very cool.
All right, folks, this air show started 70 years ago in Milwaukee at Curtis Wright International Airport. By the way, RJ, if you didn't know, your great-grandfather, that was a company
right.
he worked for.
That's right.
It then grew and moved to Oshkosh for a short period of time, then went to Rockford, Illinois. But since 1970, it's been in Oshkosh for good. The EAA folks call it the world's greatest aviation celebration. I've seen some people say it's just like a big family reunion. Others call it the happiest place on earth. So when did you actually start getting interested in this? And, now having been there, do you want to go back?
Well, I think, all of us, with all the traveling and everything, you develop a keen interest in planes, right? Because it's just, how the heck did humans within 100 years go from a cloth plane to, supersonic speed? It's just, there's a lot of really interesting history there, and Oshkosh is just a pure celebration of that. I absolutely want to go back. I think we should all go back.
Well, all right, folks, listen, it's going on today, tomorrow as well, because it ends. Tickets are about $60. Cool night shows that they have as well. I know you've got the F-35s, F-22. That must be impressive,
That's
all the
right.
skydivers. All right, RJ, we're going to need to wrap. I know you have your own way to wrap this, as we have to go to the Discover America, so you take it away.
Well, I would say this has been a very different Open Road, but as I always like to remind all of you listening, if you have any automotive-related questions, I know we took a little break from that today, or even want to share an air show experience in Wisconsin, or elsewhere, feel free to reach out to me at rmworldtravel.com/contact. I'm RJ Carey, signing off for today. This is RM World Travel. The e-block is up next.
Join the travel
Drive on America
duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as RJ drives on, Mary and I are now going to take you through these next 7 minutes of the show. We're going to discover America together, but first we're sponsored by amac.us/Gary.
Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's a big deal that everyone in our audience should be jumping at. When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America, saying no to agendas you don't support, and saving big time with exclusive travel deals, making it truly a win-win to get you signed up to enjoy true independence in these final days of July. 1 year is going to cost you $1.
And folks, with all the travel savings you're going to get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, so much more like home, auto, and life insurance, $1. I mean, come on. There is no sane reason for you not to be signing up today, okay? Visit amac.us/carry to join for 1 year, just $1, or you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, today's Discover America segment connects us with former international correspondent and author of several New York Times bestsellers, Eric Weiner. Eric's new book, Ben and Me, chronicles the enduring figure of Benjamin Franklin, his life lessons, and the power of Franklin's legacy in America. Back to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go to welcome Eric.
Hello, Eric. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show again with us today.
Good to join you.
Well, thanks very much for your time. Listen, I am so happy that we're doing this segment with you today, as Ben Franklin was one of America's best-known founding fathers. We all know he was a scientist known for his famous electricity experiment with the lightning and a kite, but he was also someone who had all kinds of nuggets of wisdom on our society that he's left, including the famous moral algebra. Folks, if they don't know what that is, it's the method of weighing pros and cons in columns on a sheet of paper. I still use it regularly a lot. Everyone in our family and even people I work with, they know that. So his legacy really has endured in various ways throughout time, Eric. What got you interested in Ben Franklin?
Well, you know, most of my books and most of my writing so far have been about foreigners, Gandhi, Confucius, people like that. And it occurred to me that I had this giant hole in my knowledge of America, and particularly of Benjamin Franklin. He is often voted the founder people most want to have a beer with, and I can understand why. He was gregarious. He was easygoing. He was blue-collar, what they called leather apron men back then. So I thought if there's any founder who could speak to our times, and in particular, personally, for my own sake, speak to this question of how to age well, because unlike you guys, I'm actually getting older, and Franklin really aged well. We can talk about that, but he did his best work in his 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s.
Well, that's inspiring. That gives me hope, and I'm sure a lot of people listening. And he's also one of only two non-U.S. presidents on our currency, which says a lot, I think, about his influences in the country. You're in our Discover America segment today, Eric. I'd like your general thoughts on some of the essence of who he was that may help us all learn more about who we are and also about who we are as Americans, flawed and all.
I'll sum up his philosophy in one word, usefulness. Franklin wanted to be useful. He wanted to be useful when it came to technology. He was sort of the first Silicon Valley bro, if you will. He loved his gadgets. He invented the lightning rod and bifocals, very useful inventions. But he was also useful as kind of a social entrepreneur. I mean, he founded the first circulating library, the first hospital in the colonies. He invented the matching grant, which to this day is used by nonprofits all over the world. So really, he thought, you know, you only have a few decades on this planet. Mm-hmm. Why not be as useful as possible? And not necessarily in a Mother Teresa way, because he was
sure. He
was mischievous and sly, and he found it fun to be useful.
You know, I always found it interesting how well-traveled he was. I am not an expert in him, but I have read about his travels, and you cover it well in the book. You kind of follow him on his journeys in Philly, Boston, London, Paris. Any thoughts on his travels? That's a lot of travel at the time for someone and the impact it may have had.
Certainly compared to his colleagues,
for
sure.
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah, he was the most well-traveled of any American at the time. He logged 42,000 miles. I think he was platinum status, something like that.
I think he might be, right.
Yeah, he got early boarding and everything. Yeah, and he you know, he spent a good third of his long life. He lived to 84, a third of it abroad. He spent 17 years in London. He spent nearly 9 years in Paris. And he loved to travel. He would get cranky. Maybe this is like you guys. He would get cranky every summer if he didn't take his annual excursion somewhere. And he did some of his best thinking and writing while on a carriage or on a boat crossing the Atlantic. Keep in mind, it took anywhere from 4 to 13 weeks to cross the Atlantic, so he had lots of time on his hands, and he did some of his best writing there. He once said, and I love this quote, he said that travel lengthens life, that 2 weeks in Paris can be as rich and fulfilling as six months anywhere else.
That's a great quote. I love that. And, yeah. And you know, I know we're running out of time, and we're going to hit the top of the hour break coming up. So I'm going to leave folks with another quote that you have here in the book that Mary and I both connected with and liked. I'm quoting you, Eric, when you said, Ben believed in the American experiment, but Ben Franklin's greatest experiment was Ben Franklin. And it sounds
that should entice everyone to pick up this book.
I want to give folks, the book name is Ben and Me. You can learn more about Ben Franklin and discover America that way. You can also find it at your local bookstore, Ben and Me, or ericweinerbooks.com. So Eric, very nice to connect with you again today. We really appreciate it. Hope you have a nice weekend.
Thank you guys. You too.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Okay. This was fun. Be well, guys.
Yeah. You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, Ben and Me, that is how we're going to wrap Hour 1. Hour 2 is coming up in just a few minutes as we convene the National Communal Forum. That should be fun. Always enjoy talking to the stations. There's so much more ahead as the fastest 2 hours in travel rolls on today, folks. If you enjoyed Hour 1, you're going to love Hour 2 just as much, so we'll see you in about 7 minutes. Don't forget, you can catch us anytime, anywhere, and via our live stream right there on the website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.